Hi, Petrica. Thanks for coming in today and talking about your volunteering experiences. Can you first of all sort of tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a mum of two teenage boys. They're 13 and 16, and I've lived in the area the whole of my life. I went to school in Sutton and went away to study, and now I'm back here.
When did you first get into volunteering, and sort of what was your motivation behind doing that?
I think it was 2010. I'd been thinking about volunteering for years, and I kind of suddenly thought, actually, it's been on my bucket list for a long time. It got further and further up to the top, and kind of 1st of Jan, I thought, right, let's just do it. I wanted to stop thinking about stuff and just getting on and just try something different. So that's when I started. And did you ask me why?
Yeah, so what was your motivation?
So my motivation for volunteering was, I think I just really wanted to try something different. Wanted to do something for myself. I've been at home looking after the children, and children were getting older. And I thought I wanted to work with young people, but I wasn't sure. So I thought volunteering would be a perfect way for me to find out. And so I got in touch with the Volunteer Centre Sutton, just to have a general chat. Then they put me in touch with a project that worked around my commitments and what I was able to give. And that's how I got started. So I was doing that for about 5 years.
So what role were you doing as a volunteer?
So as a volunteer, I was a volunteer mentor. So I worked with young people aged between, I think it was 11 to probably 18. And I worked in the school stream. So I would go and work with young people while they were at school. Probably most of them were sort of doing GCSEs around that time in their lives. And I'd work with them sort of once a week, every week for an academic year, to sort of help them with whatever their difficulties were, or, you know, what might not necessarily be difficulties, but if there was something that they needed a bit of a helping hand with, then I'd be there.
Can you tell us one way, or, no, can you stop that? Can you tell us how being a volunteer has benefited you personally?
So being a volunteer has benefited me personally hugely. For a start, I gained so much confidence. I kind of learned things about myself that I wouldn't necessarily have seen as kind of a skill, I suppose. It was just sort of part of life experience and things you learn as you're sort of going along. With that confidence, I kind of met loads of different people from different walks of life. I ended up going back to work, which wasn't necessarily why I got into volunteering. But, you know, I loved sort of meeting new people and getting out in the community. And so, yeah, personally, it's been a complete game changer for me.
So do you have any sort of stories of how you were able to help someone because of your role as a volunteer?
So in my role as a volunteer mentor, without going into specifics, I think, you know, probably two people that I'm thinking of that I work with, they were in danger of dropping out of school. And by sort of being with them, they managed to complete their GCSEs and go on to college. So, yeah, that was probably my proudest moment, really.
So how has the experience of being a volunteer mentor sort of changed you?
So being a volunteer mentor, I think, has changed me profoundly. It's, if I think back to when I started volunteering, I was probably quite anxious. I'd lost a lot of confidence. I'd been at home so many years, wasn't sure about what it is that I could offer to other people. The skills that I gained when I was doing the mentoring training with MAPS meant that then as my children got older, they wanted to go into athletics, and I was able to sort of volunteer there as well as an assistant athletics coach, which maybe I might not have done before, working with large numbers of quite rowdy, energetic teenagers. But I loved that experience. And so from that, I'm quite happy now to sort of go and volunteer in other places as well, if it works for me. So, and also personally, I've gained sort of so much confidence. I've kind of set up my own company now and, done amazing things that I wouldn't have thought was possible, really.
So do you think volunteering is good for the community? And if so, in what way?
So I think volunteering is essential to the community because I think we should all look out for each other. And if I'm honest, I suppose, as I was growing up, I wouldn't have said I was necessarily that involved in my community. But I think naturally we all look after our friends and our family. But not all of us are lucky enough to be living near our friends and family. So more and more, I think we should be good neighbours to everybody. And I think looking out for each other just helps us. It just there's a lot of research that says that you're a lot happier in life if you're looking after other people rather than just yourself and those closest to you.
So are you doing any volunteering at the moment or about to?
So I'm not doing any volunteering at the moment, but I am about to. As part of the BBC Radio 1 hashtag Million Hours campaign, I've signed up to do some volunteering with the National Children's Charity and a charity for older people. And I will also look to go back and do some volunteering for some local projects as well. And I think I know more now about, you know, what I'm able to give when I can give it. And I'm pretty confident I'll be able to find something that fit around my commitments.
So do you think that Volunteer Centre Sutton has an important role in the community? If so, why?
So I think the Volunteer Centre Sutton has a really important role to play in the community because I think it's the first place to go to when you're thinking of volunteering, even with online sort of internet and all of that. I think so many people will know it because if they've come from here, they'll have walked past it or somehow it'll always be in their consciousness. And it's a great place to go if you're not sure where you want to start, because you can sit with someone and they will take the time to talk you through what your interests are and what your skill sets are like and what you want to learn and to gain from volunteering, really.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can you stop it for a moment, Matt? Yeah.